I have no criminal record in any country in the world, even my own, where I've spent most of the last 72 years. And yet I have to sit here and listen to a government lawyer and a government representative saying that I am a threat to the order of the Netherlands.
Our dear friend and one of the great voices of our time, David Icke, was banned from the Netherlands and the entirety of Europe 2 years ago for agreeing to speak at a peace rally and to call for the end of the war. This ban was extended again just a few days ago, which is absolutely insane. He wasn't charged with a crime. He has never been convicted of a crime. He has no criminal record and is one of the most prolific peacekeepers of our time, has called for peace over and over again, and is exposing the truth for all to see, which is, of course, why they don't want him there or anywhere in the world anymore. What follows is the statement by David Icke following this ludicrous abuse of power and this tyrannical decision. What is extremely disappointing is that none of the so-called alternative media big ones, which are now more or less just shills, has come out and said anything about it. There are some people across social media platforms that are still authentic, truthful, that are good people, that are sharing this, that are sharing this with the people and telling them what this is all about, because I think it is important. Because here's the ultimate truth. Whoever is keeping quiet now, whoever's not lifting a finger, saying anything or doing anything, guess what? They're coming for you next. Sooner or later, they're coming for all of us. And if we don't stand up and stick together and call tyranny, tyranny, we're doomed. All right, here's a statement by David Icke. I encourage you to listen to the full 3.5 minutes.
I wil eerst van meneer Icke zelf horen of hij nog iets te zeggen heeft hierover.
Am I going for it? I'm almost speechless, which is very rare for me. I'm a man who has, in the last 72 years, most of it in the last 35, traveled to some 60 countries, if not more. I've spoken in most of them, and I've not had any incitement to violence or terrorism in any of them. If you bother to read my books and hear what I'm actually saying, I have never condoned violence. I abhor violence. Once you are violent, you have lost whatever cause you are so-called fighting for. My philosophy on life is totally against violence of any kind. And I have no criminal record in any country in the world, even my own, where I've spent most of the last 72 years. And yet I have to sit here and listen to a government lawyer and a government representative saying that I am a threat to the order of the Netherlands. It is a form of insanity. And what we have here is an effort to abuse the law to stop my right to freedom of movement. I am almost beyond words to hear a debate this morning about whether I have concrete travel plans to the Netherlands. I am banned from the virtual entirety of Europe. I cannot speak in any of those countries for the crime of agreeing to come to the Netherlands 2 years ago and speak at a peace rally calling for peace. And on the basis of that, I have been unable to enter Europe ever since. And what this comes down to, I won't abuse my vocal cords of responding to this any longer. But what this comes down to is this: either the judiciary of the Netherlands is there to protect the people from the abuse of power of the government as a check and balance, or it is there, and that's been my experience in the last 2 years, it is there to do what the government wants done. And if that's the case, the Netherlands is no longer a liberal democracy. It is a tyranny, quite demonstrably. And I would say this to finish. I have been accused in these cases by these government lawyers, Pell Ricken, of being a threat to democracy. I may not have to remind the court that the Netherlands currently has a prime minister in Dick Schoof, who is unelected and has never seen a ballot box in his life, a former head of Dutch intelligence. And I am a threat to democracy. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke and should be seen as such. I have nothing more to say.